all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
Welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone. I'm the officer of the deck today. We've got some great programs for you. We always want to remind you, you can find more about Veterans Radio at its Facebook site or at the web, veteransradio.org, where we're on the web 24/7. You can find a lot of our podcasts there as well. We post new ones every Tuesday, so you can get a new story, a new interview, something you didn't know before by going to veteransradio.org. And before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors. First up, we want to thank National Veteran Business Development Council, NVBDC.org. It was established to certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses. You'll find out how they can help your business by going to NVBDC.org. We want to thank Legal Help for Veterans. Legal Help for Veterans fights for veterans' disability rights all across the nation. You can reach them at 800-693-4800 or on the web at legalhelpforveterans.com. And finally, PuroClean. PuroClean is the paramedics of property damage. It provides water damage remediation, flood water removal, fire and smoke damage remediation, mold removal, biohazard cleanup. It also has a focus on veteran franchisees. You can learn more about them by going to puroclean.com. Welcome, I am Jim Fossone, and this is a Veterans Radio Spotlight on the National Veterans Business Development Council, better known as NVBDC.org. We have a partnership with NVBDC, which is the nation's leading third-party authority for certification of veteran-owned businesses, really of all sizes. This 501c3 has been in business, doing its good work for over 10 years now, and it addresses the growing need to identify and certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses for a commercial or corporate and marketplace, as well as the government. It provides a rigorous certification process designed to withstand the scrutiny of corporate entities seeking to utilize certified veteran-owned businesses. And we want to welcome to the program today Annette Stevenson, an Army veteran. Annette, welcome.
Thank you. Grateful for the opportunity.
Well, you're a 10-year Army veteran, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But let's start with, as president of Stevenson Consulting Group, and you have a long business history in supplier diversity. How did you get involved with NVBDC?
Well, when I came off of active duty trying to figure out what my next step was, I wound up working for the state of North Carolina for about 7 years in contracts and grants and some minor purchasing, and then had the opportunity to go to corporate America. So I wound up working at SAS Institute for 18 years. Got credentialed as a procurement analyst, and then was working actually for a retired Army warrant officer in procurement, and he gave me the opportunity to stand up and manage our supplier diversity program. So a couple years into that, when veterans were coming to the forefront of business opportunities in corporate America, it's where I met Keith. And, he didn't believe I was a veteran at first. You know, Keith just always questioned him. Yes. Because I'd actually served in the National Guard and Reserves in college before I came on active duty and got my RA. So we talked and see how we could help veterans in the corporate space. I helped him build some relationships through the industry groups and, was able to reach out to Apple, Oracle, Dell, all those big corporations, AT&T and Google, when they were looking at the different certifications for veterans that were coming online, aside from the VACVE, because there was so much fraud, a lot of corporations did not want to take the CVE verification. So when Keith stood this up and, became gold standard and, really understand what it takes to be a vet according to the public law, reading the 214s, you know, we just drove it. Now I serve as a board member for the NBBDC, and my own consulting company is NBBDC certified also.
And I believe you're also the vice president of North Carolina Veterans Business Association.
Oh, I was. But as my business started to grow, I had to, pick and choose. So
yeah, we all learned we can't do it all. But this was obviously an important thing. You were just at the National Convention for NVBDC in Detroit, Michigan. Why is it important, if you're a veteran-owned business, to get certified, Annette? Can you give us your vast experience as to why is this important?
Yes. So thank you for that question. Because it's funny, we don't know what we don't know. You know, all most veterans understand is the federal sector, right? The SBA, the CBE program, now the Vets First program. And that's to do business in the federal contracting arena, right? Has really nothing to do with the corporate mindset. But veterans don't understand there's three different sectors to have opportunity: federal, state and local, and corporate. And so for an organization like SAS and a lot of the major corporations, they do business in all three verticals, right? And there's different requirements that you have to meet. And ironically enough, even if you're verified or certified through the SBA now, if you outgrow your NAICS codes, right, or your number of employees, you're no longer eligible to be certified because you've outgrown the small business requirements. That doesn't happen with NVBDC. Okay, so if you notice, it's that little S in the SDVOSB versus SDVOB, right? Acronym city. But by getting certified through NVBDC, you know, they've been accepted by the $1 billion roundtable. And as you mentioned in the introduction, they thoroughly vet you that you own, operate, and control your company, and even more so that you meet the standards to be a veteran. Okay. And we didn't make them up. It's not pick and choose. We like you, we don't. It's by the public law, right? That you meet the criteria to be a veteran. And so the corporations appreciate that standard of certification. And when you go through the process, and it is a fee-based process, I always tell people it's like getting a college degree, right? A college degree does not guarantee you a job. It's a hunting license. It's a credential. And that's what certification gets for you. It's a badge that you've been thoroughly vetted. The corporations that look at you now know you've been through that process, and they're willing to give you an opportunity and a seat at the table to go through and look for those corporate opportunities.
And really, one of the things that NVBDC, as you mentioned, is sort of the gold standard for veteran certification. That's on the individual company side, certifying the company. But it has all these relationships with these really large companies who want to do business with certified veteran-owned businesses. And that's sort of unique as well, those introductions to all of those big companies. And that's also the side of the table that you've been able to play on.
Yes, exactly. Well, because, you know, businesses want to have the value, right? So if I'm paying that certification fee, what's the value? They want to do business with veterans because veterans like myself, I'm Asian American. I'm an Army brat. My father was an original member of Special Forces back in the 50s. He was a Vietnam vet also. And I grew up at Fort Bragg. But the characteristics that veterans bring to the table, well, I mean, one, I got sideways, but I'm a minority woman service disabled vet. So veterans cross the whole spectrum, right? And you can have multiple certifications, but the value we bring from our experiences by serving in the military, you know, we can make a lot happen with limited resources, working well under pressure, hard work, the leadership, the innovation, the teamwork. You know, it's something, and logistics, right? We're great at logistics and problem solving and big picture thinking. All that goes into entrepreneurship. And this isn't to say that other groups or minority women don't have that characteristic, but it's pretty much what we do in the military. You know, we've learned how to step up to the plate and take ownership. And that's what corporations and businesses are looking for from their suppliers. How can you help me fix this problem? Can you save money? Can you help me save time? Is there something else I should be doing? Is there innovation that you can bring to the table. And a lot of time that is through veteran-owned businesses being able to provide that. And the stat that, you know, Keith just shared was the billion-dollar roundtable members, the corporations, spent $4.3 billion with NVBDC-certified vets last year.
Well, if that's not enough to motivate you to say, hey, maybe I want a piece of that opportunity, let me go get certified by NVBDC. Right. Certainly the experiences of Annette Stevenson across a broad range of having her own businesses, working for a major corporation, understanding supplier diversity ought to be enough to motivate you. And you can go to nvbdc.org to get started. They're very helpful, but it is a rigorous program. Let me switch.
And it does take patience. Let me just last one thing to say. You're not going to get certified 1 month and get a contract the next. You know, realistically, you know, this is a marathon. It's not a quick sprint, right? It's about building those relationships, building trust, showing up to be able to get those contracts. So I just wanted to put that out there. Thanks.
Absolutely. As you say, it's a hunting license. It doesn't guarantee you actually get any game. But let's come back a little bit. How did a nice girl like you end up in the military?
Well, like I said, my father was an original member of Special Forces. He met my mother in northern Thailand in the mid-50s and came back to the States. And, at Fort Bragg is where I really grew up, and actually went back to Thailand for 3 years. He served in Vietnam, but grew up in Fayetteville. And then, the pressure of, you know, being Army, I really did not plan on it, but wound up going in through the ROTC program, you know, went to jump school and got my rigor wings. But when I came on active duty, I was branch personnel, an AG officer, and served on active duty at Bragg and 3rd Armored Division, and came back to Raleigh actually during the first Gulf War, served as the battalion adjutant. And then, you know, the bill down came along, and it was like go to Korea with a 5-year-old or get out. So that's when I made the decision to go in the reserves and raise my family and start my civilian career.
Well, and if I've got it right, you graduated from Methodist University with a Bachelor's of Arts in about 1982. You did 10 years plus all total in the military. Is that right?
Yeah, on active duty, yes. Yeah.
And then you had mentioned SAS, which I'm sure there's a lot of people who don't know what that big company is where you work for over 18 years. Tell us about SAS.
Sure. SAS is the largest privately owned software company. It's analytics software. It's to help companies and corporations make better business decisions. You know, we describe it as if you think about driving a car. You have data, you can look out the back window and see where you've been. You can look out the side windows, see where you are metrics wise. But the power of SAS is the predictive analytics, looking out the front windshield down the road and see if we did this or tweak that, you know, we could have this better outcome. So, you know, the financial industry uses it. It's the standard for pharmaceuticals. It's just a wonderful company, great places to work. Yeah, it was life-changing to work there. I was really grateful.
And one of the things that you got to do is focus on supplier diversity. Explain to people maybe who don't really know what that means, why it's important for a corporation.
Sure. So, you know, there's a lot of talk around DEI now, but really supplier diversity is a procurement function, okay? It's a best practice where corporations or organizations look to source from suppliers that are minority women, veterans, disability owned, people that are not normally included in the supply chain. So it's being intentional to do that outreach and have them included in RFP and in procurement opportunities. Because we say, really, how do you know you have the best supplier if you haven't looked across the board? You know, and, you know, one of the stories I always share is talent wise. But when you think about Jackie Robinson, who's also an Army vet, really, number 42, when you think of it, you know, Branch Rickey wasn't trying to fix the racial divide when he recruited him. right? He wanted to win a pennant, and he saw the talent, and he was willing to go to bat and bring him to the table. And sure enough, he performed, didn't he? That's why today we still talk about Jackie Robinson and all the great things he did.
No, that's a great explanation to folks who don't understand. It's not diversity for diversity's sake, is it?
No. It's that to make sure that you have the best. But if you're not looking everywhere, you don't know. You know, all these movies that have come out now have really helped tell the story, right? When you think of Hidden Figures, right? Catherine Goebel, right? The mathematician that helped put a man on the moon.
Certainly,
right?
Yeah.
Was marginalized. But look at the talent. You know, when she was in that room on the chalkboard, talk about the talent, right? Not seeing Alan Turing, who was LGBTQ, right? Could have been certified, helped, you know, develop Enigma that broke the code for World War II, right? That was declassified many years later, but he was the main inventor of that. So on and on and on. Do you have the best supplier at the table? And how do you know if you're not there out there actively looking and being intentional to include them in your supply chain?
You've done a lot of work for veterans in a lot of different spaces. I read something that down in North Carolina, maybe you're working with some folks in the food and farm production area. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yes. Yeah, so that's the other, you know, North Carolina, we have obviously one of the largest military populations, right? Fort Bragg, Camp Lejeune, and Seymour Johnson Air Force Base. And so there was a lot of activity when veterans were military were transitioning out. And so how do we help them transition and find jobs? I know for me, the language, right? You know, what the terminology, you know, we speak our own language in the military, you know, and hierarchy. And I didn't think I was intimidating to people, but we are, you know, but anyway, so wound up serving on the governor's working group. And, one of the things that was coming around was farming opportunities and how farming, agrotherapy, really could help soldiers with PTSD or DBI, right? And got to know some farmers, one of them who is NVBDC certified, Briarwood Cattle Farm, is a special ops guy. And just being out there with cows or holding a chicken and being in the land with a new purpose, a new mission, if you will. So being able to help them get certified and find their way into procurement opportunities, you know, you don't think about it. It's not just selling at the farmer's market. We all eat, right? You go to a Denny's, it's eggs, right? It's meat, lettuce. It's at Walmart. It's at Food Lion. It's all over. Even casinos, they buy food and salad. So always procurement opportunities, if and when they're ready, you know. And even though you're small, it's coming together and doing a co-op. So again, a lot of opportunity with the farmers. But also, it's satisfying because it's a way to help address soldier suicide. You know, Marvin does an event every year to talk about agrotherapy and how it can help and how we need to be there for one another to prevent that 22.
Yes. We're talking to Annette Stevenson, who is a Army veteran of 10 years or so. She currently runs Stevenson Consulting Group down in North Carolina, focusing on supplier diversity. She's a advisory board member for NVBDC. So she really knows, you know, her whole career has been in this field of getting the best suppliers possible, not overlooking those because of a diversity issue. Annette, we appreciate the time that you've made available for us today. Any final words for our audience?
No, just good luck and persevere and get NVBDC certified. It's worth it.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows
by visiting us at veteransradio.org. That's veteransradio.org. We again want to thank our national sponsors, the National Veterans Business Development Council, NVBDC.org. Legal Help for Veterans, a veterans disability law firm with a national practice before the VA, can help you on your claims and your appeals. It can be reached at legalhelpforveterans.com or 1-800-693-4800. And PuroClean, a leader in property emergency services. It's the paramedics of property damage, providing water damage remediation, flood water removal, fire and smoke damage remediation, mold and biohazard cleanups. You can reach them at puroclean.com or 800-775-7876. We also want to thank our local sponsors. This would include the Charles S. Kettles Chapter of the Vietnam Veterans of America, that's Chapter 310, VFW Graf O'Hara Post 423, the American Legion Irwin Preskin Post 46 in Ann Arbor as well, the VA Ann Arbor Healthcare System, and certainly the National Vietnam Veterans of America Association. You can be a sponsor by going to veteransradio.org, clicking on the About Us and our sponsors, and help us out. Keep this program alive for the 21 and 22 years. Keep us going for another 20. Thank you.